Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. My name is Staff Sergeant Samuel Kroll with the North Dakota National Guard's Public Affairs Office. I have a very special guest today from the North Dakota Military Outreach Program. Nicole Frelick, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Back from AT. It's super nice outside. I can't complain.
It's beautiful out there, that weather.
Yeah, seriously. We just got back from Medora and a bunch of other spots, and I forget how hot it gets here. It's insane, but we all survived. No heat cats, so we're all good.
The humidity is a typical North Dakota humidity, but it's doable.
Exactly. So you're with the North Dakota Military Outreach Program. Could you talk about what you do, but just talk about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am with the North Dakota Military Outreach Program. Mm-hmm. The North Dakota Military Outreach Program is a state program designed to assist military veterans, past and present, service members, their families, in finding resources, services, and benefits that meet their needs. We are located, there's two of us in the state. There's Kelly is located in the north part of North Dakota. Her office is located in Minot. I am located in Bismarck, and I take the south part of North Dakota. From Beach to Fargo, Kelly covers Williston to Grand Forks. And so we work with veterans, we work with service members. Our definition of veteran is a broad definition. So
sure.
Even if somebody wore the uniform for just one day,
okay.
We will do what we can to find resources that they're looking for or things that can help. We work with anything from military records to mental health treatment.
Sure.
We work with finances, legal issues, employment, and a lot of stuff in between.
So, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
This is a whole basket of everything.
Yeah, we have a lot of different resources. We attend a lot of different meetings throughout our assigned areas.
Sure.
And that just helps us to know what's out there,
mm-hmm.
To know what resources would be available for veterans, for service members, for family members.
Fantastic.
And so, yeah.
I love that. So with a lot of these benefits, are you directly working with like state-sponsored benefits, or are there some of these times like civilian, I don't know, like the details in regards. I know that there are benefits for everything in some aspect, but is there any like, I guess you could say, boundaries of what benefits that we can specifically work with, whether they're state ran or civilian ran, like, or do you just take them all in and you just disseminate that?
Yeah, so we do attend a lot of, like I said, a lot of different meetings throughout our state, so we know what's available for even those that just wore the uniform form
sure.
for one day, for family members.
Mm-hmm.
There are more civilian tailored benefits.
Okay.
That we can access or can point people in the right direction
right.
to. And so there's a lot of different types of benefits out there.
Mm-hmm.
Anything from VA to, mm-hmm. Just a regular civilian.
Oh, that's good to know that we have those options. And it makes me happy knowing that, like, if you served one day or 2 days or a week or a year, or if you're a 20 career, like we have people in Bismarck and in Minot to help you with that. And it's something that, I don't know, I've been to the family programs office here in Bismarck many, many times. There's five offices. That one's for Deers. But what does everybody do? And that's kind of the concept of why we're having you on. So thank you so much for coming in because it's just really difficult sometimes to say like, okay, what do you do? Oh, you do this? Well, cool.
Yeah.
You know, now I know. So in regards to the benefits, what's the most asked question you receive when you get a phone call from a one day or even a 20 year, you know?
You know, I think it depends. It depends on the time of year. I think benefit questions will change throughout
as
the year progresses. We will get questions on homelessness, which
mm-hmm.
we do absolutely have resources for, anything from that to financial. We get a lot of financial questions right usually right around Christmas.
Okay.
A lot of financial benefit questions.
Sure. That's interesting that it's seasonal. Something I don't even think about, you know, as technicians, you know, we have an enrollment season. And I didn't make those two links. So that's kind of interesting that you say that it's very seasonal based. And wow. Yeah. It just took me, I was like, wow, that's cool.
We get a lot of questions on TRICARE pretty much all throughout the year. A lot of questions on military records all throughout the year.
I don't even doubt that.
Yeah.
And in military records aspects, I mean, you were in the Guard before too, right?
Yep, I'm retired. I retired in January from Joint Force Headquarters. Woo-hoo! Thank you. 25 years. But retired Army National Guard.
So I'm a pretty young cat in regards to the records keeping side. When I worked over at Troop Command doing HR, I had noticed that some people had floppy disks and, well, you know, we never used to have digital records. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, that never really dawned on me. So when you say a lot of records questions, I can just only about imagine. I'm assuming there must have been like a digitizing project when they initially went to digital and you know how it works.
Oh, absolutely.
Documents get lost, need to get rescanned. Right. All that stuff.
Yeah, I think if I had any one piece of advice to anybody just joining the military, I would say save every single piece of paperwork you ever receive.
Right.
It's very important.
I'm pretty sure I still have like my own quote-unquote 201 file, and I've got like basic training reception stuff, like my out processing paperwork.
Perfect.
You need a house almost though for it because you it's do. So much.
You need like a full file.
Yeah, you need dedicated space specifically for that. So, so you were also in the military for 20 years. What made you want to start working for family programs, and be a part of that?
Yeah, so I actually started as a contractor for family programs. I started out as a family assistance center specialist.
Okay.
Back in 2012, it was. It was a part-time position that opened up. I was going to college at the time. I was just home from deployment. And this part-time position opened up, and it was perfect for my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I got into it, the more I loved the job. I'm one to help people.
Sure, yeah.
I guess, so to speak. It just fell right in line with what I love doing and who I am as a person. So, that position, they were talking about kind of moving a different direction, going to Title V. At that point, I decided to jump ship to the North Dakota Military Outreach Program.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in 2015. September 2015 is when I started as a North Dakota Military Outreach Program specialist.
Mm. Well, it's funny how you say that. You know, you're coming back from, you know, you're going to college. You just got back from deployment. I find it really funny that a lot of the times in the military, sometimes you get so like, oh, what am I going to do now? And then things just fall into place.
Yep.
And, you know, you got back from deployment, you have a busy schedule, and this thing fit. And now you're here, and you may have jumped ship from the initial thing, but you're still doing some things similarly, you know, and now you've been here. I mean, how long have you been doing, how long have you worked with the outreach group so far?
Yeah, so I think I'm going on 9 years, I think, pretty close to 9 years.
You said 2015, right?
Yep.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I even go back in my mind sometimes. I've been working here 6 years full time. How? What? And it goes
time flies.
Snap of a finger. And you just don't even realize it. Absolutely. I mean, you're just retiring. You're probably just like, I felt like yesterday I got off the bus. Yes.
25 years, it seemed. I look back. I mean, there was points in my career that I was like, oh my God.
I might jump ship and then maybe come back. We'll see.
Yeah. But looking back, 25 years was just a blink of an eye, it seemed.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So in regards to family programs, what are even family programs, but in that sense, I've seen you, I mean, we were just in annual training. I saw you up at Minot in the state fair doing some stuff. Also, there was a recent fishing treasure hunt event that happened, which I thought was super cool. And those are, so I think the one was ran by family programs.
Yeah.
And this other one is more military outreach up in Minot, I would assume. But like, what other kind of events do you hold within the state? I mean, it feels like I'm super happy to say that our state's family programs, military outreach, benefits does a fantastic job of not just taking care of the soldier, but the family. Sergeant Major Magnuson has said it many of times at welcome homes and send-offs, like the backbone for these soldiers is what's at home. If they're not, if they're not good to go, like, it causes so much more stress. To seeing that we have such a strong team here in the state that is willing to take the extra step and help people outside of uniform, and the families of those people serving, it's amazing. So can you talk about some of the events that you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, the family fishing fun day that took place in Bismarck, that was a event put on by Service Member Family Support.
Okay.
And so that program is very similar to what we do.
Sure.
They are resource and referral as well, helping service members, veterans, and families as well. They will call family members of the deployed just to do a check-in, make sure everything is going okay on the home front.
Right. Yeah, seriously.
As we all know, those that's, you know, that serve our families serve right along with us. So, and so they do a great job with taking care of the families. But yeah, so we will support all the programs within the state family programs, but we'll also do other events to put out resources such as, you know, information about our programs. We, like you said, we were up in Minot at
That was super cool to see. I was like, oh, Nicole!
Yes, that was such a great program, and the weather was perfect for that.
And you guys got to listen to music while it was all happening.
We did. Fantastic music by the band. But yeah, so we were there. We had a resource table there for veterans, and we were at recently in Medora for for that military appreciation weekend, or that Sunday. So
I guess to kind of, so you work in a National Guard armory and you do a lot of stuff with the National Guard, but you aren't just for the Guard. Like, you are for any branch or any service,
we
right?
We are. Yep. We serve any branch of military, any era of military, whether they are peacetime, whether they served World War II,
right?
Any in between, we will help.
I love
that. Help that veteran, help that service member.
I love that. We kind of have a similar mission in the sense where we work, well, we don't, not mission. We support, right, events for people within the public affairs VI shop, but like, we don't cater to just the Guard. We have to cater to the Air Force. Whoever submits a ticket, we got them, you know, for the most part.
Right, yep.
We can't overlap everything, but that's fantastic to know that it's a joint mission and not just a Guard mission. It's nice to have that camaraderie built into it. But
absolutely.
Anyway, continue on.
We just do a lot of events, especially in the summertime, just so we can provide those resources. Mm-hmm. We love doing what we do. So,
And that's like the most important thing, is having not just one, but an office full of people going for the same thing. We have this, how do I put it? In the music world, we say, like, you're only as good as your best musician, because they're the ones striving for you, right, to be that as good as that, right?
Right.
But being in an office full of people that are just multi-talented and have different avenues and different ways, and that's the reason why the military is so great. You know, everyone's got their own little piece of something to bring to the table, which makes it that much better. So the group just becomes this, I don't know, massive piece that just does so much, and you lose one person, and it's like, oh no. Yeah. You say that about John. I can't tell John that too much, otherwise it'll get to his head. But but no, that's super awesome. So you've done a bunch of different events. Medora, I think the Hidden Wounds Bridge was another one out, yep, in Jamestown, yep, in regards to veteran suicide, and I think that's just super cool. I drive past that overpass every month when I go to drill, so every time I pass it now, it's like, oh, hey, Hidden Wounds Bridge. Just as it's a nice little reminder of like saying, hey, yes, we're looking out for our people.
Absolutely.
So in regards to that, you've done a bunch of missions so far. Is there any big ticket things coming up in regards to that? Like, what do you got?
Yeah. So we actually do have a veteran Central North Dakota veteran stand down coming up. August 22nd.
Okay.
And so we will have a ton of different agencies there, anything from the VA to job service will be, sure, there. We'll have audiology from the VA there. We'll have
a bunch of people. So
yeah, a ton of people.
August 22nd. It's a military, you say, what was it, stand down?
Yeah, so it's a it's the Central North Dakota Central Veteran Stand Down. So
okay,
it's a veteran stand down. And
so what does that mean, stand down? Like when I think of a stand down, I immediately think like drop your weapons. But like,
yeah,
how does that work?
Yeah, so really the history of the stand down is invented by two Vietnam veterans, Robert Kieran and Dr. John Nutchinson, who invented this event for veterans in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And so back in 1988, they put on this big event with a ton of different resources available for homeless veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it was tailored for homeless veterans.
Okay.
Nowadays, with the increase of benefits and services, mm-hmm, it has morphed into
this massive thing.
And we open it for all veterans,
okay,
and their families, because there is a lot of different resources there, a lot of different agencies there.
Yeah. And so it's a lot to take in. I mean, you go to an SRP or even a, you know, pre-mob like event, you see like 16 plus booths and you're just like, whoa, holy. I mean, there's a ton.
Yeah.
And I guess the question is have we had one of these before? And if so, when was the last time? You know, I would assume it would have happened more frequently. May have not been called a stand down, but like early stages of 09 and before we had gotten into the, you know, the tens of centuries and stuff like that. I'm assuming they're a little bit more prevalent there, but, have we had one of these before?
Yeah. So the stand downs in Bismarck started years and years ago. I don't even have a time.
Okay.
But we've had them for quite some time. There was a little bit of a pause in between during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So back in 2019, I think, was the last one we had.
Okay.
And then we had kind of a 4-year pause.
Right.
And then after
that
COVID and after all that that fun fiasco there, we came back and we've done them for the last 3 years now. And so so we've
I've been living under a rock.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a great group of people, mm-hmm, planning this. We have the veteran stand-down office, or the veteran service officers.
Mm-hmm.
We have job service. We have the vet center. We have representatives from the veteran service organizations.
Nice.
We have the VA helping us. So
mm-hmm,
yeah, so it's a great group of people that are planning this event.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that help me out in planning this thing. So
like I said, top performer makes it only better. So like, yeah, just having everyone just being top performers, you just, the sky's the limit, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So August 22nd, the stand down is happening.
Yeah.
Will it be in only one location? Will it be specifically in Bismarck, Fargo? Where at?
Yeah, so this stand down is going to be at the Bismarck AmVets.
Okay.
It will be from 9 to 2. There will be a free meal included in that at noon. And so, like I said, any veteran and their families are welcome to come. Take a look at the benefits that we have, look at the agencies and organizations that we will have coming there. There is actually some other ones scheduled in Minot. Minot is October 17th. There's a stand down. I think their stand down is even bigger than what we have in Bismarck. So
yeah, with Minot Air Force Base, yeah. I can only imagine.
And then in Fargo, they're going to have one as well, September 11th in Fargo.
Fantastic. I'm just gonna write these down so I can... September. All right, so Bismarck AmVets, August 22nd, free lunch. The event will be from 9 to 2 p.m.
Yes.
So check that out. Like, why not? I mean, like I said, I've been living under a rock, so I need to go check it out. Minot's October 17th. Times maybe not be the same as 9 to 2, but I'm sure that'll all come out.
Yep.
And then Fargo is September
11th.
Yep. And in this regard, I can say these in the podcast, but where is a good spot for anyone that's listening to the podcast to find these set times and dates? Is there a website you guys have? Or where can they get the information to find out more for their area?
Yeah, so the information, they can find that on the Service Member Family Support Facebook page.
Okay.
We'll have some information posted on that Facebook page. And then if they go to the VA website, there's a list of stand downs. If they just type in veteran stand downs, it'll take you to a VA website.
That's
where
nice.
It's going to be listed
there. It'll be so. Nationally out there. That's
yeah.
Cool. That's cool that we aren't. Yep, we're on a federal list. I love
yep.
it. Oh, we've done quite a bit this year. Seeing right. our names in the tabloids more often than not. That's fantastic. So the stand down, basically, people come out, check out, see all the different benefits, all the different things. Nicole Freilich and the team here in Bismarck, Minot, as well as other teams from across the state and or nation, I don't know where they all come from, will be out to basically show off all the benefits that you have available to, and maybe even help you start any, you know, issues that you may have, whether it be homelessness or financial troubles or documentation. We all know that's a thing to get. I didn't realize this, but are you a veteran? You know, what service time qualifies you for a veteran? At the time when I started, I didn't think I was. And then we had an active rotation, and they said, no, you qualify for a veteran after that. I'm like, what? I thought I was told no, that changed.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that if you're listening online and you don't know, the best thing is to do, whether it's you've asked a million people, ask again, because it's a different year. It may be a completely different office. Things will change over time. And you and I being in for the military, you know, for at least some time, we both understand that things will change and know that sometimes this benefit isn't available now, but the process of going to fight for it is happening. So, or they're still being worked on,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which is fantastic to hear. So that's an event coming up that everyone should check out. If you're not checking it out, I strongly encourage you to do so. Now, Nicole, what has been your favorite part of the job that you've been doing? I mean, sitting next to you and seeing you talk about this, you're so invested into it. And the amount of research you do, I mean, if you've worked, what did you do in the military? What was your MOS?
Yeah, so I was a 42 Alpha Human
yeah.
Resource Specialist.
Yeah. So.
And then I was in Joint Force Headquarters
right.
as a Message Center Specialist as well.
So. If I see, those are the two bullets that I'm like, yes, Nicole is definitely the person you should reach out to. You working in HR and then even communications up at JFHQ,
yeah.
those are two massive things for what you do as a survivor or surviving outreach person. And I think that's fantastic. So knowing that now, you're definitely one of, if not the most qualified person I know. But what's been your, what's been something that, whether it be a story or an experience, what's something that you've always taken away, and or not taken away, but something you always look back to in regards to the job to help you? Or what's the best part about the job?
I think, you know, being in the military for 25 years, being in you know, being in uniform, I think that we have values that stay with us, even outside of uniform. And I think that sense of service is something that will, for me, will never go away. That sense of service to others, that sense of service, duty to others, is something that, you know, comes with me in the job that I do now. And just taking care of those that served before me, those veterans and those families that served before me. And so it's just my way to pay it forward, to help those help those people that need help. And I just, you know, I have some repeat veterans that come to me every, you know, every now and then. And you know, a lot of times they don't need anything.
They just want to say hi.
Yeah,
I can only imagine what your Facebook friends list looks like.
But yeah, just, you know, just that sense of service is service to others, the duty to others, and just a chance to help others, just help other veterans that served before me. So
I love that. If there's one thing as a younger person I respect more than anything, whether we had the best relationship while they were in the military or they didn't or I never knew them, that sense that you're talking about, that sense to service and just the camaraderie that you get with other veterans, regardless of MOS, regardless of branch, it just sticks with you. It's something so detached from people that haven't served, where it's as soon as you know they served in the military, you're asking them all these questions and, oh, what was this? And you immediately have that bond that I think is just fantastic. And hearing you say, pay it forward for the next generation or the previous generation, that's humbling, because I'm young. Sometimes I'm like, man, what can I do to get myself better? It's like, I love that whole route that you're taking with that. So that's absolutely fantastic. Now, in regards to your Facebook friends list, I'm assuming all of these people are in your Facebook friends list group. What's the funniest, I don't know, you say you have a couple of people come back to you. Has there ever been any like funny moments, good moments where somebody's came back, or you've gone out to a trip and you see somebody? Is there any cool story like that that you have? I'm sure you have a million of them, but.
Oh gosh. So I just, do have one individual who, a veteran, a Vietnam veteran, who I had a chance to work with. You know, it was, you know, Vietnam veterans coming home, they never really wanted to say they were veterans. They never really wanted to say that they were, they served in Vietnam until recently. And he was one of those that really didn't say anything until, you know, the past few years. And he is just a unique character. It's just a chance to just talk with him. He's got so much to say. He was called me up recently to tell me that he wasn't able to make it out to Medora, but he was telling me how he's got over 6,000 keychains.
Holy.
And he's working on getting those keychains sent out to every single state in
the
nation.
Is he making these?
He is not. He's just collected them throughout the years. So he's got, he's got a whole wall of over 6,000 keychains.
Holy.
And he calls me just to talk about his keychains. So
I love that. In him by saying, like, hey, I'm not going to make it out to Medora. I don't know. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you talk about all this stuff, and I'm just, my heart's warm. You know, like, it's no different than, like, if you're a soldier that's deployed. You said, you know, when you returned home from deployment, I'm sure you've had reunions and stuff like that. And that culture of just like, hey, we're all at home. Let's have another unit remembrance of us coming home from a time of war.
Yep.
And you telling me this, like these veterans or who people you've helped throughout the years come back and say, hey, sorry, I didn't make it to this. Sorry, I didn't make it to this. Or like, what's coming up next? I'm sure they ask those questions. Yeah. It makes me happy to know that as a state, we have people that are having that same kind of climate within like a reunion. You don't have to be, you know, a veteran coming from war or something like that. If you're a service member and you care about like exactly what your mission is to give service and care for people, go to these events. You'll see repeat people, and then it becomes its own little you know, rendezvous for everyone, and you'll find things to talk about. You'll probably all be at the booth, talking to everyone and catching up.
I think in North Dakota, we do exceptionally well in taking care of our service members and our veterans.
I love that.
We do such a great job.
Well, and in a world where all we hear about sometimes is, you know, the negatives, and sometimes you just got to get back to that grassroots hometown feel of just come on over, talk.
Yeah.
You know, enough with the social media stuff. Let's just sit down and have a conversation or let's catch up. Like, when's the next time you want to come to a meeting or stop by my office? Like, that's one thing in the Guard that I've noticed. Now, don't show up on a flight to somebody's office, you know, obviously. But that opening and inviting climate that we have here in the state and here in Bismarck, that every time I walk into the office at RJB, I'm greeted by you and everyone else a part of that team, and it's fantastic. And sadly, the last two times has been because my Deers cart has been somehow locked, but
and we can fix that too.
Exactly. But every time I'm in your guys' area, you're a bundle of fun. You're talking about the next big thing and how can you make it better, and I thankfully have been able to help you guys out with a couple of projects, and it's just awesome what you guys do for the state. Is absolutely fantastic, and if no one said anything, you're more than appreciated. I appreciate that currently being a service member, and veterans do as well. That's the reason why they're reaching out. So, we're kind of getting to the end of this, but is there any specific other things that you want to put out? Am I missing anything in regards to the stand down, or is there something more you want to talk about in regards to anything upcoming? Kind of, the floor is yours.
The next big thing really is the Veterans Stand Down, August 22nd, like I said, at the Bismarck Ambits. Just come on out. It's not just for homeless veterans, it's for all veterans and their families. And so we got, like I said, everything from the VA, the VSOs will be there. We had to quite a few different agencies. I think we have over 50 agencies and organizations that are going to be coming.
That's insane.
And so, we're excited.
Is the AMVETS off of Main? Am I right on that?
Yep, the AMVETS is located on right off of Main Street in Bismarck, on the East Main.
It's like near Big Boy.
Yeah, and right near Big Boy and Little Cottage. Yep. I think their address is 2402 Railroad Avenue.
Okay.
But I know they are doing construction around that area. So just come on in through Main Street. And
I love that. So fantastic. So if you're listening online, August 22nd, North Dakota, stand down. Go out, check out all the benefits. There will be more in an area located near you and in Minot and in Fargo. So Minot's October 17th and Fargo will be on the 11th. If you have any questions on where to find these stand downs, check out the Service Member Family Support Facebook page. You should be able to find that. If it says North Dakota on it, you're probably in the right direction, or you're probably on the right page. And then also you can double check the VA stand down. And if you have any questions in regards to family military outreach programs, reach out to Nicole Freilich here in Bismarck or
Kelly Wyand in Minot. Kelly's phone number is 701-340-2779. And people can reach me on at 701-260-4730. So if there's any questions about any benefits, any services, certainly don't hesitate to reach out to us. Or if you have any questions about upcoming events, we'll be more than happy to answer those questions.
I love it. Nicole, thank you so much for being on. It's been a blast, and this is, we were talking about it a week before we're recording now, and I'm glad we were able to sit down and have this conversation. Yeah. Thanks so much for what you do and what your team does for not just currently serving people, but retired as well. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's all we've got time for today. But hey, if you're listening online and you enjoyed DeGuard's podcast, feel free to give us a like or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We don't just make a podcast. We take a lot of photos and make a lot of videos of soldiers and airmen doing awesome things within the state of North Dakota. And with that, we'll catch you next time.